Maria de Los Angeles Quiñones is teaching a group of women how to make remedies from medicinal plants. A group of about six sit around a picnic table in the park chatting. The class is hands-on. There is not a lot of lecturing. Today, she's passing out tinctures and goteros, or glass bottles with eyedroppers. These tinctures are made from a variety of plants that are cured in alcohol. They often need to sit for several months before they are ready for use. Veronica Alvarez is taking two tinctures home today. One is for her gastritis, and the other is to help her sleep.
Es mejor esta medicina que la que del doctor, porque es natural.
No tiene químicos.
It's better than the medicine from the doctor, she says, because it's natural and it doesn't have any chemicals. All of the herbs used in this class come from Bayer Farms Organic Garden, which is a fenced-off section of the park where community members can grow vegetables. Quiñones shows off the plot of medicinal herbs, which is tucked in among the corn, squash, and other veggies. She stops at a small shrub with a long flowering stem. This one is called plantain.
Esta es una planta excelente para infecciones.
This is an excellent plant for infections, she says. It's also good for kidney problems and kidney stones. But this knowledge she shares with the class isn't just about which herb does what or even preparing them. It's also about stewardship of the garden. In order to make a successful medicine, you have to be able to nurture the plants so that they are healthy enough for frequent use. Calendula, for example, is an herb that takes special care.
Ella le gusta que tú cortes las flores con la mano.
It wants you to cut the flowers with your
si
hands, she says. If you cut the flower off with scissors,
no
then the flower doesn't come off well or it dries up too quickly. You also have to pick it with your hands so that the plant will make more blossoms. Quiñones hopes that teaching her class these responsibilities will help them think more about their own health as well. Nearly 60% of Roseland residents identified as Hispanic on the 2010 U.S. Census. According to the Office of Minority Health, Latinos suffer from a number of health inequities, including a lack of access to preventative care and the highest rate of uninsured individuals as compared to other ethnic groups. Quiñones says that many people who attend the class at Bayer Farms are looking for a more affordable and comfortable way to seek health care. She counts herself among them. Here, especially in this country, all medicine is really expensive, she says. Once I had to go to the hospital for something that wasn't very significant, but I felt bad. Later, I learned how to solve the problem with a tea. If I had known, I wouldn't have had to pay a bill of $2,000. But while this knowledge may help with non-serious illnesses, it's not a substitute for going to the hospital during an emergency. Quiñones also recognizes that it can be dangerous to use herbs without training, and doesn't want anyone to experiment with something they haven't learned. For now, she just hopes the class will spare her students from unnecessary expenses and help them to feel more in control over their health. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.